Hello and welcome to NSTA, The Bus Stop. This is the official podcast of the National School Transportation Association, and I am Kurt Mackison, Executive Director. Here today with me to continue our celebration of Women's History Month is Claire Miller. And Claire is the Senior Vice President, Strategy, Business Development, Marketing, and Communications for First Student out of Cincinnati, Ohio. So welcome to NSTA, The Bus Stop, Claire.
Thank you, Kurt. Happy to be here.
That's great. Now, I'm sure, you know, folks, you know, have heard of First Student. You're nationwide. You're the largest school bus contractor in North America. So, but for folks who don't know, you know, a whole lot of detail about First Student, you know, what can you tell them about the company?
Well, I'll tell you, First Student has been around and providing student transportation for over 100 years. We're a large student transportation company, proud to have served children in 38 states in the United States and 7 provinces in Canada. We have over 57,000 employees, and most of those are drivers. What I will say too, we're talking about Women's History Month today, and at First Student, we are celebrating Women's History Month ourselves. We see the power of a diverse workforce. And I'm proud to say First Student workforce is 50% women, when the overall average for U.S. is 47%, so we're above that. And I'm also proud to say that at First Student, we're celebrating women in our organization, including two, and I'll give you two examples. One is a location manager named Gracious Royster, and she is a former driver with us that has been with us for over 40 years. Having risen from a driver all the way up through to location manager, she now oversees a business that transports 7,500 kids daily. We have another location manager we're celebrating. Her name is Cynthia Moore. Cynthia has been with us for over 35 years in Cambodia, Illinois. She started out as a driver. She was promoted to operations supervisor, and now she's a location manager. So, again, another wonderful, wonderfully accomplished female. All of our industry has accomplished women like this. These are just two out of many. And at First Student, we're proud to employ so many talented women.
Wow, and that's some great longevity at the company you're talking about as well. So that's terrific. And thanks for sharing those stories. Now, I guess for the listeners, they should know that, Claire, you're on the NSTA Board of Directors, so you're going on, I think, your 2-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. And then also let us know about what role you play, you know, at First Student. What's a, you know, particular day look like for you at First?
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure. Particular day is often crazy. I think most of our listeners would say the same thing. My responsibilities include strategy, business development, marketing, and communications. And I head up all the new business initiatives for our organization. So that includes outside charter, our new van service, our consultative service, our First Serves program for kids with special needs, and now electric vehicles. So my day looks pretty varied depending on the challenges of the day and also our priorities.
Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head. There's so many varying, you know, priorities, you know, these days. And I guess it begs the question, like, you know, how or what prepared you for your role at First Student? So, you know, take us a little bit into your journey into student transportation.
Well, sure. You know, it's interesting. I might be less than typical in our industry. I started my career in urban and regional planning, and I even have a PhD in regional planning. And then I moved into a career of marketing and then sales and strategy. My marketing career started with Procter & Gamble, where I oversaw brands such as Gillette and Pringles and Folgers, so some big name brands. Moved on to Kimberly-Clark, where I oversaw Global Kleenex and North America Kotex. And then I moved on to Honeywell to lead up their marketing for first responders. That's pretty different than what you might say a typical student transportation person might have had in their background. And I joined First Student 4 years ago without having student transportation in my background. What prepared me was disciplined planning and strategy, a good a good experience with a lot of moving parts and chaos, because I'd say our industry has our fair share of that. And so just good overall business practice and business sense is what prepared me for our industry today. And I will say that at First Student in particular, our leadership hires from outside the student transportation industry, because there's a lot of value in diverse talent. A lot of people look like me. Matter of fact, my coworkers, many or most of them, have come from outside student transportation industry. So First Student really looks to hire people that are different, because when you hire someone with a different background and a different look and a diverse population, you get diverse thinking and different thinking, and you get best practices from other industries. So that's what I brought in. And since then, I've been at First Student and learning all about student transportation.
Yeah. And, you know, I always think a fresh set of eyes on, you know, certain problems is always very, you know, very helpful. So I'm sure your varied background has been a real asset to First Student. In terms of the partnership, you know, between First Student and NSTA, it's a really strong partnership from, you know, where I stand. Love to hear your thoughts about it, specific areas where you think, you know, engaging with NSTA has been helpful for First Student.
Well, sure. And, you know, from where you stand is from where we stand too, Kurt. We find this partnership to be very valuable. I just mentioned I don't have years of experience in student transportation before I joined First Student. In NSTA, you have provided me access to the world's best experts in student transportation. It's the people, it's the members of NSTA that has given me access to so much deep and varied knowledge of our industry. So first and foremost, NSTA comprises the best people in student transportation, and that expertise helps me and helps our organization. But importantly, you can only imagine during the pandemic how much NSTA has helped First Student and our industry. NSTA has brought us together with our partner members to help lobby for stimulus package support, and that's made a difference to our business. Also, NSTA has brought best practices. I see my partners in other student transportation companies doing things, and that truly helps us improve our safety, improve our maintenance, and improve our effectiveness as an organization. So disseminating best practices has been hugely helpful. And then the wealth of knowledge. I mentioned the members, but also you, Kurt, your staff, your leadership, the leaders and the people who've been in NSTA for a long time provide us a wealth of knowledge. And so that wealth of knowledge is hugely helpful. So I think, you know, together, we and our partner members are able to strengthen the contracted market for student transportation as a result of NSTA. So NSTA has really helped bring us all together and helps First Student in those ways.
Yeah, so many great points. And yeah, we've gotten a lot as well from First Student, as any good relationship will be a symbiotic, you know, relationship. And the expertise that you all bring, as well as your insights in us attacking a lot of issues, especially those around the pandemic, have been extremely helpful and useful for our other members as well. So we appreciate that. I did touch upon the COVID-19 pandemic. So of course, we can't go through a podcast without touching on that these days. But you know, what did you see? Because I'm interested to know as some of the primary challenges that you all faced during the pandemic.
Well, first and foremost, it's safety, safety, safety. The biggest challenge was keep ensuring safety for our employees and for our student passengers. And I think every single NSTA member would say the same thing. So managing for and ensuring that we have the safest operating environment for our employees and for our passengers has been the biggest challenge and our top priority. Ensuring no spread of the virus is specifically the challenge, making sure that we ensure the virus is not being spread on our buses and with our kids. So as part of that, we have prioritized our efforts in cleaning and sanitizing the buses. And First Student, we started a Start Safe program that we continue to implement for that. And then importantly, just the challenge of ensuring everybody's wearing masks and social distancing. Our drivers certainly do. Ensuring our passengers do is key. Another challenge COVID-related that we have all talked about is that some school districts have not paid us or other NSTA members for the days that we were not running. And the important part of this is we've all know Student transportation is not an on-demand service. We provide the safest and best because we offer Yellow Bus and all the protection that comes with Yellow Bus and CDL drivers, trained drivers, and well-maintained vehicles. That is not on demand. We are providing service even when on the days when we are not running routes. Simply being ready to turn on when school starts and having the drivers ready, that is a service that needs to be reimbursed. And the challenge is that when we incur expenses for our facilities, for training, for getting everything up and running to get ready, when we're providing that service and we're not paid, that can be a challenge. And so none of us can afford to work and not get paid. So I'd say that is one of the biggest challenges we have. And finally, just driver shortages coming out of this. The driver shortages, having drivers that were able to find other positions when we were not running and they were not driving, we're going to have to bring them back. And we're confident that we will run into challenges with driver shortages as much or more than ever before.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more on all your points, but specifically your last point. And it's interesting that you talked about the contracts not being paid as well, because I was on a phone call yesterday with a member of the media just going over this point. And she said, okay, help walk me through why when buses aren't running that the contractors still need to be paid. And so I defaulted to my STARTS task force report, said these are all the things that are, you know, being done, because as you pointed out, it's not an on-demand service. When the schools are ready to get back into 100% in-class learning, they're going to expect the transportation system to be ready. And that doesn't mean calling drivers back on Friday and saying and starting buses up on Monday that haven't been, you know, driven in months. You know, I tried to explain it to her, you know, in very basic terms. But it's interesting, and I think it speaks to the level of education we'll probably have to go through as an industry to talk about all the pieces that go together with student transportation, you know, on a regular basis.
That's right. People don't understand the true cost of transportation, the true cost of student transportation. And when, for the contracted industry, that's a particular problem, because if they don't understand it, they may not be willing to pay for it.
Right. Exactly. So time is running short. I mean, you've given us such great information, Claire, but I do want to start to close out with this. And I'm interested to hear from you about the future of student transportation. So I think we're all looking forward to the, you know, conclusion of the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, however you want to frame that, and onto, you know, other areas where we can then kind of look at the full scope of student transportation and say, what is our future? Do you have any, you know, areas that you say, hey, let's keep an eye on this or let's keep an eye on that, that come to mind?
Yes, I do. First, I will say the future is rosy in terms of this pandemic has highlighted that student transportation with Yellow Buses is an essential service. So going into this, we saw Zoom and virtual classes, and you know, there was some concern like, oh no, is the world of transportation going to change where kids are spending more time at home and buses are running less? We all have observed that parents want their kids in class, and especially younger kids don't get the quality of education when they're looking at a computer screen that they do when they're in class. So if nothing else, this pandemic has sealed the deal on student transportation and in-school learning being absolutely essential. So I'd say, at least for that, we have some job security moving forward, and that feels really good. So that's part of our future, is that we will continue to see a good demand for in-person learning. And then I just say the other, you know, future, increased technology, absolutely. We see that our customers are very interested in technology that can help provide better service to parents, a better experience for kids, and safer environment for kids. So technology we're seeing right now that I think no one can doubt is bus tracking continues to be high demand for parents. Ridership tracking certainly continues to be high demand. Tablets is another piece of technology that seems to be in good demand. So that's part of our future, and just technology improvements in the future are important. I think the future looks like better service for kids with special needs. And so we see that as something that there will be a good demand, an increased demand for. And then also just an increased interest in electrifying our school bus fleet. Electric vehicles appear to be something on the horizon. and it will be part of our future.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, especially on the zero emission vehicle situation. It's something, you know, at NSTA that we've really dove headfirst into since the beginning of the year. Even though we've talked about it for a number of years, we're really kind of going below the surface, if you will, in, you know, ensuring that if we make this transition to zero emission vehicles, we do it with eyes wide open, so everybody's on the same page, which I think is going to be critical.
That's right. And now's the right time. You know, this is the right time for NSTA to be delving into this and for all of us to be thinking about it.
So as we conclude our interview, Claire, and you've given us so much great information, I do want to give you the opportunity to let folks know, how can they learn more about First Student? You've given them such great information. Where can they go to find more?
Go to our website. Go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, follow us. We're constantly posting and posting about student transportation. We're celebrating our industry, celebrating our kids. We would love it if you chime in and celebrate too. So please come in and have a conversation with us, with our students, with our parents. We'd love to see you on our social media. Follow us on our website. Also, email me and connect with me on LinkedIn. I promise anybody that on this call emails me or calls me or sends me a LinkedIn message, I will respond. My email is claire.miller@firstgroup.com. And then you can just find me, Claire Miller, on LinkedIn. And I'll just say one other thing. You know, this is Women's History Month. We look for stories about famous female inventors on our website and on our accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I think you'll enjoy reading about some very special women inventors that have come out with some wonderful things over the past 100 years. We'll post this all on our social media channels and on our website.
Great. Now, appreciate all the information. Once again, our guest this week at NSTA The Bus Stop, Claire Miller, Senior Vice President, Strategy, Business Development, Marketing, and Communications. And Claire's here to help us celebrate Women's History Month. So Claire, thanks so much for joining us at The Bus Stop, and be well.
Thank you, Kurt. I enjoyed it.